Everything's running smoothly.
Oh my God. My name is Hartzell. This Peter S. Sween. And the S, as you know, is Super Bowl! Baby! Oh, Pete, do you know this? I don't know if you've heard, but your Chiefs are Super Bowl champions!
Yes, good morning, Hartzell. It's a great day to be in Kansas City, and the Kansas City Chiefs coming off their first Super Bowl victory in 50 years. So,
world champions, baby! You like
that? Yeah, it was very exciting. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 31-20, came back in a game that they were down 10 points late, and they managed to figure out a way to get the victory.
All right, you gotta be honest with me. When it was like 7 minutes left, what was going through your mind? I mean, are you starting to think, okay, I got to write an article. It's going to be a bummer, but, you know, here we are. It's an honor just to be nominated. What were you thinking?
Yeah, it's one of those things. So when you're at a game and you're writing, we do a rapid reaction at arrowheadpride.com, and I basically had started writing my bummer story. Like, you know, you react and whole thing was going to be basically about how you shouldn't get too down on the result because the Chiefs are building something and Patrick Mahomes is 24 and the Chiefs won the AFC title. And you should, you know, look at that as a step forward because they hadn't done that in a long time. You know, they hadn't even been to a Super Bowl in 50 years.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, it just started happening where it's 3rd and 15. And you really feel like, okay, this game is over. I mean, I've seen a lot of games. And then they have this play where Patrick Mahomes finds Tyreek Hill. And he hits him down the field for 44 yards. And then all of a sudden, the entire offense seems to wake up. And even the team as a whole just seemed to wake up.
Yeah.
And then the defense started playing well. And one thing led to another. And you went from really, I think, believing, okay, this game is definitely over, to this is one of the better comebacks I've ever seen, you know?
This is one of those where we're going to go back and forth because I want to relive all of it. If you can tell, the voice is gone because, you know, we may have yelled a little bit. We may have cried a little bit.
Yeah.
Take me to the beginning of your day. I need you to go ahead and give us the behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, I wake up early here in Miami, and I'm getting just stuff together for the website. And I don't know, when you do the web, you're just constantly on. So we wanted to make sure we had our predictions and stuff up. And so we got those up, and then I took a bus to the stadium at, like, I believe it was 1:30. And
what's going through your mind? Are you nervous? Are you hanging out with other people on the bus?
I mean, there's a lot of media here. So, I mean, there's people on the bus and you talk to strangers here and there, but nothing crazy. I mean, this is my first national type of event that I've ever been at. So I don't really like know a ton of people, but you get on the bus and you slowly go up to the stadium, and just the amount of people is incredible. And I've never taken so long to have to go through security. Like, the security
right.
is, security is a longer process, I felt.
Hey, how did they hold up? How did they do? Because I'm going to be totally honest with you. And now that we've got the win and everything is good in the world, the stars have aligned. So when I was at Hard Rock Stadium this summer, it was a mess. To be totally honest with you, it was a bit of a show. How did they do it with the Super Bowl? What's the Yelp review on Hard Rock?
It was a longer security process than like would be a rectum exam.
Oh,
like it took that.
Excellent.
It took longer. And
excellent.
Yes, you know, you were getting a lot of action. I mean, there was a frisk involved, which, you know, pleasant surprise. It wasn't bad.
This next time, make sure you look at them in the eyes when they do it. All right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that is a key. So eventually you take this 45-minute bus ride. You take the, you know, you go through the line, which is 30 or 40 minutes, and then you start walking in. I didn't really have a seat in the like OG press box, but I was built in this built-in. They put like tables on what would be like regular seating that's near the regular press box.
Yo, give yourself some more credit. I saw those pics. It looked like it looked good, man. Taking your journalist hat away, just being a guy now who considers himself a KC faithful. Well, I mean, you hear God Bless America, you get to the national anthem, Demi's looking just on her game. She is just a template. What were you feeling? You getting the goosebumps? You know, what was that?
Yeah, I've come to a certain point, I think, now where a lot of it is like going through the motions. So, you know, especially in Kansas City, I've now been doing it 5 or 6 years. I've seen every type of football game. You know, I've even done playoffs and stuff. So, but this is unique. I mean, there were certainly these moments where you almost can't really believe you are where you are. And, you know, there's the crowd and the flyover and, you know, the national anthem and, you know, so on and so forth. And I think there was these, you know, it's like these pinch me things that some people talk about where, you know, maybe if I cover another Super Bowl or another 5 or 6 or whatever, I'm not necessarily feeling, but yeah, I think, you know, and that's why I think part of the reason the NFL is so popular, like that's what they created. They create all these like special moments. So yeah, you feel a little bit of that. And again, like, you know, when it comes down to the actual game, it's just Patrick Mahomes just keeps coming up with these moments where you shouldn't be surprised at this point in what he's able to do. But then he does something like he did yesterday on the biggest stage with millions and millions of people watching. And, you know, you start to say to yourself, like, this is maybe the best football player of all time.
Yo, so I was going to say that. I know we're jaded and we're homers. But is it time for us to have that conversation that Pat is on a list that it's even more impressive than we could have even imagined?
Well, here's the thing. Like, he was able to win the MVP in his first year as a full starter, 50 touchdowns and the 5,000 yards last year. You know, this year not as much, but you're seeing in the process, like, when he's healthy, there's no one that compares to him. Right. And he's now gone to an AFC title game and then won a Super Bowl, right? Like, that's two seasons. Most guys can't say they've been to two conference games and then won a Super Bowl in their entire career. Like, that was the whole thing with Dan Marino. And again, if you're a casual fan, he's just a good quarterback who never was able to win a Super Bowl. Mahomes already did it. And so, yeah, we are looking at an incredible, incredible story and a coach quarterback combo who will now like look toward the next one. And if they can get a few going here, you don't know what we're watching. I mean, you really could be watching the greatest tandem, like the first tandem that may have a shot at knocking off Belichick and Brady, as long as they stay healthy and they keep surrounding Mahomes with enough talent.
I know we got the goosebumps when Damian Williams kind of sealed the deal for us. But when it comes to, like, here come the tears of start to flow down, it was when I saw Andy. I mean, it was Andy's reaction. I mean, it was just it was hard not to – God, what I don't know what's even the word. It was hard not to just feel that, man. Like, that was everything. Andy Reid now, without a shadow of a doubt, is a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah, that was the one thing that was missing, and it's this weird thing with the Hall of Fame where they just assume, okay, you need to have a championship. And so Andy Reid was missing that. He'd been a head coach now for 21 years, and he's just a lovable guy. And yeah, this unfortunately was the one thing that eluded him, and he couldn't do it. He had been to the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles 15 years ago and then never been back. Like, one thing he said this week leading into the game was, you're younger and you think, oh, you go into the Super Bowl, you'll be back plenty of times. And it just never happened for him again. And then to hear all the players and unprompted saying, we did this for Andy.
I mean, that was the first thing out of so many of their mouths. Is like, we needed to get this for Coach.
Oh yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of the players felt that way. Mahomes felt that way. They understood just what it meant. And even going into the game, and this just shows you how big Andy Reid is. Like Reed would get thousands of text messages of support from everyone else around the league because he just was so good to people, and he treats the league as family. So that, you know, he finds time in his day to answer texts and calls and things like that. One story that came out during the year is Matt Nagy, who now coaches the Chicago Bears. Reed would allow Nagy to call him at like 9 o'clock at night during the week, because that's the only time head coaches get to themselves and they just be able to chat. And this is now a head coach of the Bears. Like, what? You don't have time to call and talk to a young head coach of the Bears, but Andy Reid carves out that time. And so everyone other than the 49ers fans, and maybe some people who hate the Chiefs, you know, were rooting for the 49ers, but everybody else, they were ready to see Andy Reid do it.
Impartially, was that a great game? Like, if I'm watching in you know, St. Louis or Green Bay or whatever, that was a great game, right? Because you always want the one that we're in to be great. You know, we always want to say that, hey, that was an awesome, great game. And I think but I know I'm also a homer.
That was an instant classic.
It's one of those. I agree. I was making sure.
Going into the game, everyone was looking toward last year, was the Patriots and the Rams, and that game was so boring.
Right.
It was defense driven, and you know, you had these offenses that were pretty good that really couldn't get anything going. Whereas this one, there was some back and forth early on, 10-10, so you like it, it's close. And then you had just a great story with the 49ers. It seemed like after the half, the 49ers were a different team and were really physical with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs, they couldn't match it. And then they were able to figure out a way to wake up eventually. With 8 minutes to go, they waited to really their very last minute that they could possibly spend to wake up, and they did. And Reed and Mahomes acted after the game like, yeah, they expected this. But, I mean, there had to be at least an iota of fear that, okay, you know, we're just going to end up finishing second place here this year.
And it was not to be for second place, because your boys brought it home.
That's right.
I am going to spend so much money. Rally House, whoever house, doesn't matter.
Waffle House.
My mom's house, of which I'm currently a resident. We're getting some merch, my friend. We're getting all the merch. I was trying to think of, and again, my name's Hartzell. This is Pete over there across the line, broadcasting from Miami, Florida.
Last day.
Are you
last time in Miami?
Are you doing this from the hotel couch, the bed? Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm in my hotel room still. I'm probably about, I don't know, an hour away from having to leave again. They do a Monday morning press conference with the head coach and the MVP, which is Patrick Mahomes. We'll get another crack at them.
Hey, did Damian get shafted on that? I mean, granted, it was never not going to be Pat, but did Damian Williams get did he get okie doked on this?
No. I mean,
you sure? Damian
had a great game, but without Patrick Mahomes and just his ability to rally back, this win isn't happening. Damian, though, came into play. Damian Williams, a running back, what an outstanding game, and this was for a guy too who, he didn't really have the greatest season because of injuries, but I had a feeling too. I was asked in the pregame show by Jay Binkley, said, "Who are you watching in this game?" And I said, "Everyone, you can't say really Mahomes, because that's the answer for everyone. But look out for Damian Williams." And lo and behold, he just came to play. Another great player, Tyreek Hill, 16 targets, 9 receptions, 105 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of love to go around. And when that's the case, you got to go with the quarterback.
I was trying to think of words to say. You know, this is such a moment, right? Like, this is an inflection point in the history of Kansas City. And I'm thinking a tale of two cities, one city for us, but a tale of two stories. There are kids who Kansas City to them is always going to be a contender to win a thing, because they have won a thing. They've seen the back-to-back, you know, with 14 and 15 and supporting Kansas City, bringing home a ton of cups and a Chiefs team that has always been super solid, who's won playoff games now. You know, you've also got the other side of that story where the days of coming just short with Joe Montana and Lynn Elliott and Elvis Gerback and the no punt game and
right.
Herm Edwards and Tyler Thigpen and the days of Damon Heward and then we move up to trade for Pat. And these are moments, you know, Alex Smith who helped pave the way. And now you're champion. Westport, you're champion. Crossroads, you're champion. Kansas City proper. Northtown, Lee Summit. We're world champions, man. And it is a moment, Kansas City, that I hope we cherish forever. I mean, I was driving in, Pete, and full disclosure, y'all, we're doing this a little bit earlier today because Pete's got to catch a bus. So it's currently 4:30 right now. And there's still folks wide awake, Pete. I went to Quick Trip, and you could tell that ain't none of them thought about going to bed yet.
Yeah, this is a party, I think, that's going to last a week. The parade is set for Wednesday. And just back to your point, there's a reason we do sports third usually, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, sports, it's just entertainment. But for some stupid reason in America, if you're a lower market city, you know, like Kansas City, I think, was and is slowly kind of growing out of, for some reason, football can put you on the map. It really can. You saw it a little bit, I think, with Indianapolis and when Peyton Manning was there. It's just a smaller city that all of a sudden I think a lot more people know about because they're constantly showing the Colts on national television. That's going to be Kansas City as long as Patrick Mahomes stays healthy for the next 15 years. And you're going to see nationally, you know, shots of the airport when it's done. You're going to continue to see Kansas City culture, the Jazz, the barbecue featured nationally each and every week because they should have six national games a year because of Patrick Mahomes. They're going to win championships. New England, to an extent, maybe wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for what Tom Brady and Bill Belichick did. It's stupid, but it's reality. Football can really put your city on the map.
I've got some audio, some reaction, just some of the best that I could find because, of course, I wanted to hear everything. Brad Stevens from KCTV5, of all the stuff I've got, I think maybe Brad put it best.
This is a night to celebrate. This is a night to cherish, to celebrate with your friends, your family members, whoever you're near. People are high-fiving and hugging all over Kansas City. Look at that. People in their cars honking their horns. This is a night to remember. It's so much fun in Kansas City.
So much fun in Kansas City, and we're going to have a whole lot more fun. I may not. I'm going to hope I have a voice by the time we get to the parade, but I don't like my odds. I don't like those odds at all.
You sound a little rough. I guess you went somewhere else other than the Hy-Vee market this time.
So I decided to be social and I hung out with my guys from the Buzz 96.5 the Buzz, my full time job. First time we have all been in a non work event since 2017. So that's hilarious. And man, just so much love in the room. We're just yelling, we're screaming. It was great. Maybe some extracurricular activities going on. Pass. It was just really something, something special, man. Worth the hangover, and definitely worth the strained vocal cords. 100%. Speaking of partying nonstop, Kansas City. I think we are just going to go ahead and pull an all-nighter.
We've had people who weren't in here watching the game who have come from neighbors around. We were talking with other people. They were watching at home. It was a little bit quieter at home and then wanted to come back out here to celebrate. So the party's actually still growing. We've got a lot of people that are going to be here for as long as they possibly can tonight.
I love it. I have some reaction audio from Mayor Q, but I think for the foreseeable future, the mayor of Kansas City is Patrick Mahomes, let's be honest. And here was him after the game.
I mean, I just try to fight. I think that was the biggest thing. Obviously, the third quarter didn't go the way I wanted it to. I tried to force some things and got some turnovers. I mean, that's a really good defense. And so didn't play to my liking in the third quarter, but the guys believed in me, gave me confidence. We kept fighting, and we found ways to win it in the end. I mean, it really is amazing. I mean, just to be here, it's surreal. Finding a way to win in the end with these guys I have around me, we'll enjoy this for a long time. I mean, it truly is historic to be here and to win this game.
Pete, it's like you always say, my friend, it's a beautiful day to be a Kansas Cityan. A good-ass day to be a Kansas Cityan, my friend.
Yeah, and I mean, this is a feeling I think that's going to last forever. I don't like to say, okay, the Royals don't matter, but for some reason, I I just feel like this one hits a little bit home with a lot more people. For some reason, I just have always felt Kansas City is a football town. Like the Royals' run was great. It was excellent. It was fun. I think they're rebuilding something great, and fans will get excited when the team is good again. But for some reason, it just felt like football is in Kansas City, and the barbecue and waking up early and tailgating has just been part of the culture. And forever, it's just been known as this long and suffering fan base. And in one night, really, that gets eradicated. And then all of a sudden, your identity changes. And it's just a great time to be a Kansas Cityan, and an excellent time, a wonderful time, the best time to be a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs.
And a fan of the Kansas City Morning Show. Am I right, Pete?
Look at, you know, that transition is just.
Oh, that was something special, man. That was a championship transition. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that to me is world class. So well done by you. Well done by you.
Give me some final thoughts. I mean, you are still there. You are the man who does this for a living. Have you slept yet?
Yeah, no, I slept for about an hour and a half. No joke. Because I was still going with videos last night, and I was trying to get them uploaded. And then at some point I said, I can't just pull an all-nighter completely. So I went to bed for 2 hours. Back at it this morning. It's going to be nice here in Miami, but I'm ready to get back to that real feel. Oh, like 30 degrees.
Talk about brilliant transitions. Oh, give me that real feel.
Well, between Tampa and then coming to Miami and working all week, I've been away from Kansas City for 10 days, and I'm ready to come home. You know what I mean? I'm ready to get back. But
I keep looking at this empty chair. I've already stole your coffee mug, man. That's mine now.
We'll finally be back in to the studio on Wednesday. High today in Kansas City is 57, low of 28. On Tuesday, high of 31, low of 23. And everyone's going to be looking at the weather for Wednesday, high of 30, low of 20. So it's going to be a parade, but it's going to be a cold parade, but I think people will come out no matter what. They'll layer up and just get out there. Wow, I mean, what a time to be a member of the city. And I can't wait for it to be on the national stage come Wednesday. I can't wait to see what they do. And even the great thing about Patrick Mahomes, you know, we talked about how all the guys spoke about Andy Reid unprompted. One of the first things he says was, I can't wait for this trophy to be back in Kansas City. And they'll bring it home to later today, on Monday. And then our morning show, we'll be back and ready to go on Wednesday. So what a time to be alive.
And you know, it's a great time to, you know, because your KC Morning Show brought to you by Charlie Hustle. Great time as this new merch is unveiled to maybe use that promo code, KCMS20. What's that code, Pete?
Yes, KCMS20. That's some brand new stuff. We got a lot of merchandise up at arrowheadpride.com too. And so, you know, there'll be plenty to purchase. But, you know, this is the time to wear your Kansas City pride. A lot of options out there.
Hey, I'll take out that high interest loan if that gets me a new Mahomes with that Super Bowl patch on it. Which have they released that? I need that in my life.
Yeah, you can get stuff online now. A lot of it is sold out. I mean, a lot of this stuff just went like you wouldn't believe, and the pricing on it is just incredible. But yeah, you know, take your loan out.
Take your L, and the L means loan.
You know what? I'm gonna jump right into it here. I a lot of times you would say this will never happen again, but I really don't think that's the case. I think that Kansas Cityans should be used to at least being in the mix, and I see Patrick Mahomes winning more Super Bowls. This is what I wrote last night. This is my main takeaway. I think this is the beginning. I mean, he is 24 years old and incredible. He stands to get better, and the Chiefs have planned for this. They're surrounding him with talent. You have guys like Sammy Watkins and Chris Jones saying they want to be here and seemingly willing to make less money to play with Patrick Mahomes. I think the Chiefs are going to be back, and probably sooner rather than later. It's interesting to watch them defend this title next year.
Hey, man, you never forget your first time. Granted, I know we brought one home before, but if we're being honest, this is the new era, the new guards in town.
Yeah, it's just wow. I we're funny on the show, but it's been something that's made me in awe watching what they were able to do I mean, the Chiefs, as good as they were down 10 points in each playoff game, and they managed to come back and win, stemming from Andy Reid and this kid who the city has fallen in love with, and he a guy from Tyler, Texas. He really loves the city. He has said he wants to be a Chiefs for life earlier this week. So
give him everything he wants. Give him everything.
Set to make north of $200 million.
Hail to the Chiefs, Pete. Hail to the mother effing Chiefs. Do you have time? We could make this the quickest news. And by news, it's just going to be like a hybrid of what to watch for, because we're not going to really sit on it very long.
Yeah, sure, have time? Sure.
I got to take a swig of some coffee, man, because this is starting to get rough. Let's take a break. My name is Hartzell. Pete, give me a letter. Give me a letter, my friend.
L.
Peter L. Swain, the L stands for you gotta love it. You just gotta love it. That's Pete. My name's Hartzell. This your KC Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
All right, Pete, we're going to do this. We're going to quick hit the news. And by news, it's going to be, yes, information, that hot, sweaty, passionate news, but also just kind of what you need to be aware of.
Love it.
All right, so in that case, let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Honestly, I just want to do the news so we can get this beat. I need a championship freestyle from my man, my main man, Peter G. Swing. All right, hold up. I'm about to have you break him off a little something, but I got to do this first. And I know you love this beat. It's when I start down here and I build it up and I say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you love it. All right, here real quick. A 5, 6, give it to him. A 5, 6, 7, 8, go!
When you're in Miami, you sometimes go on a cruise, but you don't need to do that when you have the news.
Oh, you got the news. Oh, boy, Pete. You can't hear the sound going on in the background, but I tell you what, when you hear this on the bus, you're going to like it. You're going to like playing this one back, Pete. Guaranteed. This your hot, sweaty, passionate Super Bowl edition news. Let's make this quick, huh? Let's make this quick. Quick hitting the news. We mentioned it earlier, Pete. The parade, your Kansas City Chiefs, your championship parade. That is this Wednesday. Details online, I believe. Festivities kick off around 11, and I hear it's going to be a good time. Here is Mayor Q with his reaction.
We believed in this team for years and years, even when we were down, even this season, even in this game, but we all knew we'd come back. This is an outstanding night for Kansas City. I tell you what, Kansas City, you have a great city, you have a great team, and the greatest team in the world. We are going to have the biggest parade in the history of Kansas City and the history of the Midwest. I can't wait. Chiefs Kingdom, you deserve this.
But I knew we'd come back, and I had no doubt. I said, we're going to come back. And Kansas City, you're going to have the biggest. You're going to have the best. You're going to have the brightest Super Bowl parade in the history of all the parades. Can I get a hallelujah, Mayor Q? Uh-huh. Tell somebody about it. Am I right, Pete?
Look at him. Look at what he does.
Oh, man. Mayor Q is going to be lit come Wednesday, getting after it. All right, let's do this real quick. This sets the stage for, honestly, the rest of the year. Punxsutawney Phil, he's made his decision.
Once again, the eyes of the nation have turned here to this tiny village in western Pennsylvania. Blah, 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 blah. There is no way that this winter is ever going to end. As long as this groundhog keeps seeing his shadow, I don't see any other way out. He's got to be stopped, and I have to stop him.
Spring starting early for Punxsutawney Phil. He did not see his shadow. That's 2 years back-to-back. Never happened. But will this be the last time we see a living and breathing groundhog decide the rest of our weather fate, because PETA has announced that they want to see the end of this Groundhog's Day tradition, but they're willing to settle. But they want an animatronic Punxsutawney Phil, a replacement. Here is a quote from their executive vice president. Gentle, vulnerable groundhogs are not barometers. PETA is offering the club a win-win situation. Breathe life into a tired tradition, they say, and finally do the right thing by a long-suffering animal. And they said they would actually get a robot who could maybe even actually predict the weather.
Yeah, PETA can say whatever it wants, but PETA is saying, bring on the real groundhog.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. We've been crushing these transitions, man. And this, another quick hit. The race for the White House basically starts today. The Iowa caucus gets kicked off. That is starting today.
Whoa.
Take a listen.
Caucus night, Democratic voters will finally get their first say on who they want facing off against President Trump in November. Here in Iowa, Democratic candidates have been making their last-minute pitches to Iowans leading up to what is really opening day of the 2020 presidential campaign. Meanwhile, our new NBC News Wall Street Journal national poll shows the top four Democrats all leading President Trump, with Joe Biden holding the largest advantage at 6 points.
This, your KC Morning Show. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete, broadcasting from Miami. We're getting a Barbie update, Pete.
Barbie has unveiled its newest additions to the Fashionista doll line, which showcases diversity and inclusion. The newest additions for the Mattel company include a doll with vitiligo, a doll with no hair, a doll with darker skin tone that uses a prosthetic limb, and a Ken doll with long locks of hair. The Fashionista line, which started in 2015, now includes 176 dolls with 9 different body types, 35 skin tones, and over 90 hairstyles.
Hey, that's kind of awesome. I think a nice rule of thumb, anything that is more inclusive versus exclusive is usually a good thing. Man, I think that's awesome. So is that all I got? That's all I got for news. But you know what it is, Pete? You know what today is? Today is Monday. And on your KC Morning Show, if it is a Monday, that means it's a new music Monday. You like that? Do you like that? Man, I am crushing it. Meghan Trainor, she had a new album come out, and I did listen to some of that, and that's garbage. And
Wow.
Russ. Very. Russ had some new music. It's a rapper that the kids like. Don't get it, but okay. Kesha, she had some new music come out that I listened to, and actually I did kind of like that one, to be honest. I do dig me some Kesha. Dashboard Confessional, Pete. They also have new music that came out. But
God.
I know, right?
It's like a blast from the past with all these names.
But my favorite album/new music of last Friday, because that's when you get your new music. Your new media now comes out on Friday. My favorite, the Drive-By Truckers, which I didn't think I would love this like I love it, but it's excellent. This right here is called Armageddon's Back in Town. It actually has a drop about Kansas City in it, which is awesome. A little Kansas City reference. The new record's called The Unraveling, the new one from the Drive-By Truckers. And with that, Pete, do you have any preview?
Well, I just want to say that's better than the Drive-By
F***ers. Oh, he's just letting it fly, y'all. He's tired letting it fly. Letting it fly. That's your New Music Monday. By the way, if you have new music, if you are a person who's in a band listening to this KC Morning Show, let us know. We'll play some stuff. All right,
Pete. The Chiefs on Travis Kelce's Instagram story were making some new music last night, singing We Are the Champions.
Oh, boy. Pete, you got to get out of here, don't you?
I have to roll here because we got another press conference. The last of Miami coming up in a few minutes here.
Man, you are so close to being in the offseason. You are so close to saying, you know what? I'm going to take a day. I might even take a couple days.
I'm not going to wear shoes a couple of the days, I bet.
Do you have clothes on yet?
Right now, I need to start putting on some clothing. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man. Well, hey, just enjoy it a little bit longer. Enjoy a little bit of...
A little bit of the bubbly.
Okay, will do.
All right, my man. My name is Hartzell, my guy across the hall. And by hall, I mean across the line. That's Peter Sweeney. Enjoy Kansas City, you're champions. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.
Farewell, my friends.